Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport, and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Since he was born, Grimace has always had a birthday.
Oh, thanks.
Rubble, rubble.
And since he's had a birthday,
smile.
He's always had it at McDonald's. So this June, we're all invited to the party with a special shake to celebrate. Get Grimace's birthday shake when you order his birthday meal only at McDonald's.
Hello, fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show. Today we're talking about McDonald's, Mickey D's, and we're going to be talking about the, I'm going to say the worst marketing campaign of 2023, but we know it's not because people bought these things and made TikTok videos and a bunch of other weird things. I'm taking off my shoes. Oh my gosh! Before I talk about, Grimace, I wanted to let everybody know that how much this season inspired me. I am wearing a pair of Nike shoes. I'll get into it a little bit more on, the finale episode, but basically we got back from Florida and everybody's feet hurt like crazy. Except for my son, who was wearing Nikes. So we made it an effort. We're like, all right, we're all going to buy Nikes. And I was like, you know, I did a podcast episode where I talked about how I've never owned Nikes. And my wife did not know because she does not listen to the podcast. But it was interesting nonetheless that I've kind of evolved from this season. I kind of took the things that I talked about, and I did something about it, you know? With the Coca-Cola thing, I realized I like Dr. Pepper. With the shoes, the Nike episode, I realized that I've never owned a pair of Nikes. And it's really just been, it's been very informative. If you think about it, that John Carter was, you know, not that bad. The Red Lobster is better than people act like it is, but then also not as good. Conan should have been the host of The Tonight Show. Groupon really can help a small business. I'm not going to go as far as to say Axe body spray smells good, but I did learn a lot. I'm sorry. Where was I? All right. Sorry. Okay. So one of the most viral of 2023, I was going to talk about M&Ms. I was going to talk about, there's a lot of companies in 2023 that made mistakes, right? And they paid for it financially. But I already did a Disney episode. I already did a Bud Light episode. I already did all these products. I'm not going to double. I could also go into the Twitter X thing. You know, I could do Twitter again. But instead, I'm going to stick with a company that, you know, has been around my entire life. And I've always known it as a positive place, even though obviously it's not good for my body. But I want to talk about the Grimace milkshake, the birthday milkshake. Not because it was viral, whatever, a month ago, whenever it came out. But because I don't think a lot of people know everything there is to know about Grimace and about the connection to milkshakes. Grimace's birthday is June 12th. We know him as being purple. And he originally started out as a villain. He was a villain when he first came out. He had four arms and two legs. Very disturbing. Some thought it was more of a purple people eater kind of inspiration. But he was a villain who... You know, so you had the Hamburglar, right? The Hamburglar stole... Right, hamburgers. And I'm going to do the whole episode like Dora the Explorer. And Grimace was actually a similar kind of thief, but he stole... Nope, he stole milkshakes. That's okay, kids. Milkshakes is what Grimace stole from McDonald's when he was a villain. And I'm assuming there was some sort of time served... during that incarceration, he lost two arms because now he only has the two. He used to have four. And he's one of the only McDonaldland characters with a huge extended family. If you know, the McShamrock Shake is actually his uncle. His uncle is the character behind that shake. And then this year we had his shake, which is the birthday Grimace's birthday, a purple shake. Now, I've seen a different, you know, I've seen a lot of the different videos on TikTok where it was a trend where people would drink the Grimace shake and then show them dead, I guess. And it really just kind of speaks to the absurdist culture that we're currently all living in. Right, where this is funny. I watched a few of the TikTok videos in preparation for this episode, and I was just like, well... sense of humor, I did not know was something that evolved so much. And also, I mean, I always knew that humor is relative. I mean, a lot of people don't find me funny, or I find myself hilarious. So it's really just, it's a perception thing. And I guess I don't really understand the trend, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The trend did not hurt the product. It increased awareness and sales and everything else. So it was something unexpected, something that McDonald's did not set out to do, unlike Oreo. Can I talk about that real quick? Let me talk about that. Oreo, I went and got my kids the special Super Mario Oreos. Right. And I had no idea what it was. I just knew that they had characters on the cookie. But apparently it's a TikTok only, a TikTok challenge, if you will. And you can participate if you don't have TikTok, but you're really just playing with your food at that point. So this is a company trying to create viral marketing, where McDonald's did not try. So I'll get back to McDonald's in a moment. Let me explain this Oreo thing. So we bought the Oreos, and according to the challenge, and I did use finger quotes, if you couldn't tell by me saying challenge in a weird way, you fill a glass with milk, and then you put the Bowser Oreo on the edge, kind of half in, half out, just weighted on the side, flat, okay, so it's teetering. And then apparently you take a stack of the Oreos with the characters, and you hold them above said glass and drop them, trying to knock Bowser into the milk. That's it? That's the marketing for that? So we did not do that because that is just a mess waiting to happen. I mean, in what world is this a good idea? I guess a TikTok world. I did not really see anything pop up on my For You page in regards to the Super Mario thing since I just started my TikTok account at Ranger Ryan Show. And that is a failed attempt, in my opinion. A company that's like, oh, desperation. Let's you knock a cookie into milk with other cookies. Aren't we clever? And it's like, no, you're not clever. And the worst part about it is the box I got my son. I got him for my son because he liked Super Mario more than anyone in the house. He's got all the little Super Mario things. He's been really into Super Mario Maker. Lately, I made him a whole Daddy World challenge, actually, that I told him to play today, but nobody texts me back. So anyway, I got him for him, and there was no Bowser in the box. And then my wife said that on Facebook, you can buy the Bowser-only cookie for $10 on Marketplace. And I was like, what? So I got on Marketplace, and because I just got Facebook back up and running for the Ranger Ryan Show, if you want to go to Facebook and look for the Ranger Ryan Show, we have a Facebook page now that has zero likes. So get on that. With Facebook Marketplace, I haven't logged in. I haven't been on Facebook in 6 to 7 years or so. I mean, it's been a very, very long time. 2016, so 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So yes, 7 years. And there is so much junk. I don't know what happened to Marketplace. When I was on Facebook 6 or so years ago, Marketplace was actually pretty beneficial. I mean, it kind of replaced Craigslist. And now it's like replaced. I mean, it's like people are selling garbage, literally, or opened cookies. Why would I buy a $10 cookie that obviously went in, was in someone's house and in someone's hand for $10? For TikTok? Anyway, so we didn't play the game because we didn't have the Bowser cookie. Nor would I want them to play the game because it's just going to splash milk everywhere. And I guess that's part of what makes it funny. Don't know. Anyway, Grimace Milkshake was not, there was no attempt to make something viral. But it did, of course, turn into what it was, which are teenagers drinking the milkshake and then being put in random death positions with often the shake coming out of their mouth or eyes even. I mean, it got pretty weird. And that helped increase their sales. If you look at, I put up a few articles, one from People Magazine. They are really expected to see like growth. You know, Q2 earnings preview shows that this, the viral TikTok version of the Grimace Shake is expected to boost sales. I'll read an article from Yahoo Finance. Quote, analysts predict the company to report an increase in revenue up 9.6% year over year to $6.27 billion, While adjusting earnings per share are expected to see a 9% increase from a year ago to $2.78. Positive sales momentum is expected to continue for the fast food chain, boosted by the viral Grimace Shake promotion, digital sales, and market share gains as consumers search for bargain meals. Let me tell you about this, okay? We didn't, this is before, I didn't have TikTok or anything, so I didn't really care anything about a challenge, but my kids wanted the Grimace milkshake. So I think if you look at my McDonald's app, we probably went there a total of 8 times and different locations as well. And we're never able to get a Grimace milkshake. Now, I think the McDonald's is always known for having the shake machine that is down at all times, especially if you go later in the evening. But the milkshake machine is always down. It's always broke. It's always out of something. It is the most excuse-driven piece of machinery in a McDonald's. Okay? And the Grimace milkshake, they had regular milkshakes. I had to get my kids, you know, whatever, cookies and cream. Not every time, but most of the times that they were out of the Grimace milkshake. So the machine wasn't down for that, but the actual product was gone. So I found an article on People Magazine that I think will give us some sort of idea. It's called, "What Does the Grimace Milkshake Taste Like? All About the Viral McDonald's Drink." Here we go. Quote, "Tasters online have described the flavor as a mix of berries with a hint of birthday cake. When People editors got to try the mysterious dessert, and yes, Grimace visited our office, they brainstormed strawberry shortcake, cotton candy, and fruity pebbles as various tastes. However, they all agreed that each sip was packed with fruity and sugary flavor." Well, I've never been so disappointed to not try a product in my life. Fruity Pebbles is top tier for me. Flavor. Top tier flavor. The issue with Fruity Pebbles is the actual pebble itself, right? Because it gets so... It absorbs the milk so quickly that it gets to a point where it becomes oatmeal consistency and absorbs all the milk and becomes disgusting. I believe that there should be a crunch with cereal, and Fruity Pebbles, even though I love the taste, that crunch goes away rather quickly. And to know that this shake might have even had a hint of Fruity Pebbles is very disappointing, because I will never get to try it. I will never get to experience the Grimace shake. That's very disappointing. I wish I would have pre-read that. I could have prepared myself mentally for knowing that a Fruity Pebbles tasting milkshake existed in the world. It's very disappointing. But come to think of it, it makes perfect sense. Fruity Pebbles is one of the most delicious flavors, right? So it does make sense that a giant taste bud would love anything Fruity Pebbles related. Did you know that? Does everybody know that? Or is it just something I keep in my pop culture mind? Yes, Grimace is a giant taste bud. Did we know that? All right. In order to make things fair for everyone, especially those of us who either the milkshake machine was down or maybe you weren't able to get the Grimace shake in the exact same way that I couldn't, where apparently they were sold out because people were pretending to be killed by it online. Is that fair? Is that fair to anybody? I'm going to give you a deluxe Grimace shake recipe. I'm going to give you all the ingredients, and you get to make it yourself. I am going to leave out the whipped cream and sprinkles, that is garnish. We're going to focus on what, apparently, is inside this thing, this big old purple thing. All right, so you're going to need some ice cream. You're going to need vanilla ice cream. You're going to have to let it sit out for a couple hours and let it soften. Then I'm going to need you to add 1 cup of frozen blueberries. You need 3 scoops of ice cream, okay? 3 scoops of soft ice cream. Add 1 cup of frozen blueberries. Add 1/2 cup of fresh raspberries. Make sure to wash them, okay? Because I've seen some videos. Then you're going to be adding the milk. I need 1/2 cup of milk. And magic ingredient, purple food coloring. That's it. That's right there. So you're going to mix and blend everything together, and you're going to get a pretty good color out of the blueberries and raspberries. Obviously, blue and red make purple. But if you really want that unnatural, toxic-looking color, you're going to have to add food coloring. Now, you can get some nice, organic, natural food colorings if you're fancy. But let's just say food coloring, because I don't want you to break the bank on this. Oddly enough, every recipe I found did not have Fruity Pebbles involved. So I'm going to try this at some point in my life and pretend. Maybe I'll go get like a water from McDonald's, and then I'll put inside that cup. And then it'll make me feel like I was part of Grimace's birthday celebration. Because we should all celebrate a taste bud who, you know, kind of reformed his life of crime as a milkshake thief to a point where we throw parties for them and name a milkshake, ironically, after him. So, a taste bud. Because Grimace is a taste bud. All right, so what do we got? We got, what is today? What is today? It's, the 28th. So we are going to do the episode tonight. I'm gonna have JT come over tonight. So at 8 o'clock tonight, we're gonna record our best of the 21st century episode. I guess I should text him to make sure he's still coming. And then after that, I'm not sure. We'll plan out what the finale is going to be, but it will be episode 500, I think, if we count a filler inside. So it should be good. It should be good to make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Pretty much everything will say Ranger Ryan Show, at Ranger Ryan Show. So make sure to do that, just so we have some people. But we're going to record one tonight, a big advertising generalization episode. I don't really know where I'm going to pull the info from. You know, I have not seen every commercial in the 21st century, so I will trust someone else to do that kind of research, and we will use that as a guide. And we'll see if we agree with them. I mean... Quite frankly, I don't seem to agree with a lot of people. I found that out after podcasting for all this time. So anyway, that's what we're doing. That's tonight. Big night. So be prepared. That's why this episode's out so early. All right. I will talk to you all tonight. Until then, farewell.